Welcome to another deep dive from Academia BSV. I'm Teacher Maury.
And I'm Teacher Paula. Mm-hmm. We are so pleased you have joined us today.
That's right. It's Wednesday, the 16th of July, 2025.
Uh-huh.
And we're here for your English conversation course.
At Academia BSV, we truly believe that learning English should be, well, a wonderful journey.
Yes.
We are an online English as a second language school. Our aim is to help you gain knowledge quickly and very thoroughly.
Our way of teaching or methodology, it's all about making sure you truly understand.
Yes.
We want you to feel confident with every new step you take. And we always, always celebrate your progress.
We do. Today, we are taking a special deep dive into the class notes of Group T253.
Mm-hmm.
These notes are filled with helpful information on greetings, prepositions of time, and your daily routine.
You know, our dedicated students, especially you, our wonderful Group T253, your formal approach to learning is truly admirable.
It really is.
You show such dedication. We really want to congratulate you on all your hard work.
This deep dive is designed specifically to help you review your notes. Please remember to use your academic sheet as you listen.
Ah, yes, the academic sheet.
It's perfect for a handwritten review of your class notes. This really helps the knowledge settle in your mind, helps it stick, you know.
Absolutely. Think of us as your friendly guides. We're here to help you revisit and strengthen everything you've learned.
Hmm.
We will explore each important section of your notes together.
We'll begin by looking at some new vocabulary, your essential building blocks.
Right.
Then we will review past vocabulary exercises, which help us make sure those building blocks are strong.
After that, we'll focus on pronunciation. This is key, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
To making sure your words are heard clearly, both from past and current lessons.
Next, we'll explore how language is used in real conversations.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also uncover some fascinating English expressions. Those clever phrases that add so much color to your speaking.
Then comes grammar, the very structure that holds your English together.
The foundations.
Exactly. We'll break down present continuous and past continuous. We'll also clarify the apostrophe case, which helps show ownership.
We will then read a text together to see how all these elements work in practice.
Yes.
We'll also discuss writing, listening, and watching English materials.
And finally, we will talk about speaking. Reflecting on your performance and what comes next in your linguistic journey.
Mm-hmm. We'll also touch on your progress within the CEFRL framework. That's the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages.
Our international standard for language proficiency.
Yes. Are you ready?
Let's unpack this together.
One, vocabulary.
All right. We're starting our deep dive with vocabulary. This section is like finding the perfect set of tools for a new project.
Hmm. Good analogy.
It gives you the words, the essential building blocks, to create your own English stories and express your thoughts. Here at Academia BSB, we see vocabulary as the very foundation.
Definitely.
You simply need words to understand, to speak, to write, and to listen.
Yes. Think of it as gathering all the crucial pieces for your language adventure. The more words you confidently know, the more you can truly do and express. 1.1. Vocabulary current class.
First, let's look at the words from your current class notes. We will say each word clearly and then give you some simple meanings or synonyms. Take your time to really absorb them.
Okay, first we have transportation.
Transportation.
This means how you travel, like ways of moving or traveling methods. For example, buses and trains are forms of transportation.
Right. Then boat.
Ah, boat.
Yep.
This is a small vessel for water travel. It's like a ship, but often smaller. Used for rivers or lakes, maybe.
Okay. Walking.
Walking. This is simply moving on foot. It means to go by foot or perhaps to stroll. It's great exercise too.
It is. Airplane.
Airplane. This is a flying vehicle. We can also say plane or aircraft. It's how many of us travel long distances, isn't it?
Yes. Free.
Free. Now, this has two meanings. It can mean at no cost or without payment.
Like a free coffee.
Exactly. But it can also mean not busy or available. Like, are you free this afternoon?
Mm.
So two useful meanings.
Good one. And to pay.
To pay. This means to give money for something,
yeah.
Like to purchase something or to settle a bill at a restaurant. You pay for things.
Right. Pay for things. And then we have necessary items to travel.
Yes.
Money, clothes, passport, visa, airplane ticket, plan. These are all things you absolutely need for any trip.
Essential items.
Very essential. Much like a chef needs his ingredients for a delicious meal.
Mm-hmm. Also, the seasons of the year, we have summer.
Hot summer.
Hot summer, yes.
Yeah.
Winter.
A cold winter.
Cold winter. Autumn.
Brown leaves.
Brown leaves, cooler weather. And spring.
Flowers.
Flowers bloom, fresh air.
Lovely.
And measurements of time. 1 century.
100 years.
1 decade.
Years.
365 days, 12 months.
1 week.
7 days.
1 month.
About 30 days.
I mean, a semester.
6 months.
Good.
And of course, the months. January to December. It's a journey through the year, isn't it?
It is.
Notice how many of these words are about movement and time. Very useful for describing your daily life and your travels.
Very practical. 1.2, vocabulary past class.
Oh.
Now let's go back to your past class notes. This helps us ensure that our language tools are sharp and ready for any conversation.
That's right. Check everything's working.
We will go through the activities and exercises, which really test your understanding.
Okay, first, the matching exercise. Remember this one. You had to draw a line or write the correct letter for travel-related vocabulary. Let's confirm the matches.
Okay.
Passport matches with A. A travel document used to prove identity and nationality.
Correct.
Visa matches with B. Official permission to enter a country.
Yeah.
Transportation matches with C. Means of moving from one place to another.
Hmm.
Airplane ticket matches with D. A document showing payment for a flight.
Good.
And customs matches with E. Place at the airport where bags are checked.
Perfect. This exercise helps you connect words with their specific definitions. So important for precision.
Yes, it is.
Next, completing sentences with the correct apostrophe form. This is for possessive forms, showing ownership whose something is.
Right. Belongs to who?
Exactly. First one. This is my brother's passport.
Brother's. Apostrophe S.
Yes, we add twos to brother because the passport belongs to the brother. Next. I met the pilot's daughter.
Pilot's.
Pilot's daughter. Good. Then the airline staff was helpful.
Airlines?
Staff belongs to the airline.
Yeah.
And finally, we use my friend's travel card.
Friends.
Friend's travel card. This is a small but very important detail in English.
It really is. Then the family relation words. Think of this like understanding the branches of your own family tree.
Yes.
My mother's daughter is my
sister.
Sister. Correct. My sister's son is my
nephew.
Nephew. My brother's wife is my
sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. And my father's parents are my
grandparents.
Grandparents. Wonderful. These words are essential for talking about your family and relationships.
They are. Finally, choosing the correct option for time and seasons. First question, which season comes after summer?
After summer, it's the autumn.
Correct. Autumn. Next, which month has 28 or 29 days?
The short one. That's A, February.
February it is. These questions check your knowledge of the calendar, fundamental for planning and daily conversations.
Absolutely. And choosing the correct verb to complete each sentence. These are common action words for travel and everyday situations. First, we need to for the hotel room tonight.
We need to pay.
Pay. Good. She wants to Brazil by boat.
She wants to travel.
Travel. I always my passport when I travel.
I always carry my passport. Or take or bring could work too.
Yes. Carry focuses on physically holding it, doesn't it?
It does. And the last one. Let's to the airport now.
Let's go.
Let's go. Understanding which verb to use makes your sentences much more precise.
Definitely. And rearranging words to make correct sentences. This builds your sentence structure skills, helping you form clear thoughts.
Okay, first set of words. Renew I my need passport too.
That becomes I need to renew my passport.
Correct. Next. Visa.
Yeah.
Free. You can get it.
Question. Can you get a free visa?
Excellent. And last one. Ticket. Have airplane here.
I have an airplane ticket.
Perfect. This shows you can put words in the correct order. Key to being understood.
Excellent work, Group T253. You are truly building your vocabulary castle brick by brick. Keep up this diligent effort.
Really wonderful progress. Commercial break one.
Welcome back, aspiring English speakers.
We hope you had a moment to let all that wonderful vocabulary sink in.
You know, talking about words like walking, it always reminds me of that classic song by Nancy Sinatra. Sings slowly. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do.
Classic indeed.
It's all about action and moving forward, isn't it? Just like you are with your English. It's amazing how a simple verb can carry so much meaning.
It truly is. Before the break, we started our deep dive into your class notes.
Mm-hmm.
We explored vocabulary from both current and past lessons. We learned new words like transportation and airplane, and we reviewed exercises on possessive forms and family relations too.
Now let's move on to how those words actually sound. 2, pronunciation.
This section, pronunciation, is crucial in our integrated methodology. It's like making sure your voice is a clear bell.
A lovely image.
If you don't say the words clearly, the message might not be understood as easily. Good pronunciation ensures others understand you.
And it builds confidence, doesn't it?
Oh, greatly. Builds your confidence when speaking.
It's about making your voice heard clearly and beautifully so your message lands perfectly. 2.1, pronunciation past class. Let's look at words from your past class. Listen carefully to how we say them. Remember, repetition is your friend here. Say them after us.
Okay, first word, juice. Listen carefully to the J sound at the beginning. Jack, it's a strong, clear sound, like in jolly or jump. Juice.
Juice. Okay, next, about.
About. The stress, the stronger part of the word, is on the second syllable, about. About. It's pronounced like above or around. About.
About. Got it. And the last one, August. August. The ah sounds like ah. August. Think of words like auth or daughter. August.
August. Okay. Please practice saying these aloud. Repeat after us again, clearly.
Yes.
Juice. About.
August.
August. Take your time. 2.2, pronunciation current class. Now let's focus on the current class pronunciation words. We will read each word, then we will put it into a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And we will highlight the word in the sentence so you can focus on its sound and context.
Listen carefully and try to repeat each word and sentence after us. This helps you hear the sounds clearly and how they fit in.
Okay. We will use words from your current vocabulary. First word, transportation.
Transportation.
Listen, the transportation in Venice is by water bus. Repeat. Mm-hmm. Transportation.
Transportation. Okay. Next, airplane.
Airplane. Listen, I like to travel by airplane.
Repeat.
Airplane.
Airplane. Good. Next, summer.
Summer. Summer. Summer is my favorite season. Repeat. Summer.
Summer and money.
Money. Listen, you need money to travel. Repeat. Money.
Money. Last one. Passport.
Passport. Listen, always bring your passport. Repeat. Passport.
Passport. Excellent. Remember, consistent practice, just like practicing a dance, is what makes pronunciation clear and natural.
Keep up the great work. 3, language usage.
Now for language usage. This is where we learn how to use our words and sounds in real life situations.
Putting it all together.
Exactly. Here at Academia BSB, we truly believe language is a powerful tool for communication. Mm. And this section helps you use that tool effectively. It's like learning the script for different scenes in a play.
It truly does. It helps you confidently navigate different social settings, from ordering food to asking for help. We have phrases for several common situations. Let's hear them. First, at a restaurant or cafe.
Okay. Like asking, can I see the menu, please?
Yes. Or, what do you recommend?
I'm allergic to nuts. Does this dish have any? That's important.
Very. Or, can I have the bill, please, when you finish?
And is this dish spicy? Good question for some.
Mm-hmm. Now, shopping, buying souvenirs.
You might ask, how much does this cost?
Or, do you have this in a different size?
Can I try it on for clothes?
Is this on sale? Always good to ask.
And can I pay by credit card?
Useful. Now, taking a taxi or rideshare.
You say, can you take me to this address, please?
Or ask, how much will the ride cost?
Can you turn on the meter, please?
I think we took the wrong way. Hopefully not.
Let's hope not. Could you drop me off here?
Okay. Seeing a doctor or at a pharmacy.
You might need to say, I don't feel well.
Or, I need something for a headache.
Is there a doctor who speaks English? Very useful.
And I get this without a prescription.
And how long should I take this medicine?
Right. And finally, at the bank or exchange office.
You could ask, what's the exchange rate today?
Or can I change rees to dollars here?
I'd like to withdraw some money.
Do I need my passport for this?
And is there an ATM nearby?
Good questions. Now let's try some of these in a short dialogue. We'll show how clear these phrases are in context.
Okay. Imagine we're looking for somewhere to eat. I could ask you, excuse me, I'm looking for a nice place to eat around here. What do you recommend?
Ah, well, I'd say, oh, I absolutely recommend the Golden Spoon. Their pasta is truly delicious. And when I get there, I usually start by asking, can I see the menu, please?
That's smart. And after a wonderful meal, I'm sure you'd politely ask, can I have the bill, please?
Precisely. And if we were shopping afterwards, a very useful question is, how much does this cost? You see, these phrases are your passport to real-world conversations.
See how naturally these phrases fit into conversation. They're ready for you to use, just like finding the perfect tool for the job. 4, expressions.
Now, onto idiomatic expressions. This part of your notes is like discovering special keys that unlock a deeper understanding of English.
Ooh, secret keys. I like that.
Idioms are phrases where the meaning isn't obvious from the individual words. In our school's methodology, understanding these expressions is vital.
Why is that?
Because it helps you sound more natural, more like a native speaker. And it opens up a richer understanding of English culture, too.
They truly add so much color and depth to your language, like adding sparkle to a sentence.
Exactly. Your notes didn't provide specific idiomatic expressions for this section. But since the section title is Idiomatic Expressions, we'll pick a couple of common ones suitable for your level.
Okay.
We'll explain their meaning and then tell you when you might use them.
And then we'll role play a short situation to show them in action. It'll be a slightly challenging situation, but just for fun.
Just a bit of fun. Okay, let's take bite your tongue.
Bite your tongue. Ouch.
Not literally. It means to stop yourself from saying something, even if you really, really want to.
Okay.
You use it when you know you should keep quiet, maybe to avoid being rude or starting an argument.
I say, like holding back.
Exactly. Holding back what you want to say. Another common one is break a leg.
Break a leg? That sounds terrible.
It does, doesn't it? But it actually means good luck. Yes. We often say it, especially before a performance, like an exam or a presentation or acting in a play. Break a leg means do well.
How strange. Okay, break a leg means good luck. Right. Let's imagine a situation. Maybe someone says something that I think is a bit silly or annoying.
Okay.
And I feel like commenting, but I know I really shouldn't.
Right.
Takes a breath. Sounds slightly annoyed but controlled. Oh, I just can't believe they said that. It's absolutely... Pauses. Deeper breath. No. No, I must. Bite my tongue.
Yes, sometimes it is truly best not to say everything you're thinking, isn't it?
But I just wanted to tell them. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm biting it. It's quite hard to do, though.
Well done. You're showing great self-control, and that's when you use bite your tongue.
I see.
See? Even in a tricky situation, expressions help us convey complex feelings in a concise way. Commercial break two. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We hope you took a moment to let those expressions settle in your mind.
You know, thinking about the word free from our vocabulary, it reminds me of that amazing song Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Sing slowly. And this bird you cannot change.
Oh, powerful song.
It really captures that feeling of independence and freedom, doesn't it? Much like how learning English can open up new possibilities and free you to communicate with the world.
It's a powerful idea indeed. Before the break, we honed our pronunciation skills, making sure those words sound clear.
Mm-hmm.
We also explored language usage in various real-life contexts. And we practiced using a couple of common idiomatic expressions, like bite your tongue.
Yes. Now let's tackle the very heart of how sentences are built. Grammar. Five. Grammar. Grammar. Now, sometimes this sounds scary, but it's really like the magical rules that organize the English language.
The instruction manual.
Exactly. It tells us how words fit together to make sense. It's not just about what you say, but how you say it so that your message is clear.
Mm-hmm.
At Academia BSB, understanding grammar helps you build strong, clear sentences, and it helps you avoid misunderstandings.
Precisely. It allows you to express yourself with accuracy and confidence, like a skilled architect building a sturdy, well-designed house.
A lovely way to put it. We will look at present continuous and past continuous, and then we'll revisit the apostrophe case. Present continuous, units 11, 12, 13.
Let's start with the present continuous. Now, this tense is used for actions happening right now.
Right now.
At this very moment or around the moment of speaking. It paints a picture of an ongoing action.
Okay, so the form. The affirmative, the positive form.
Right. It uses the auxiliary verb to be, that's am, is, or are.
Am, is, are.
And the ing form of the main verb, the verb with ing added to the end.
So, for example, I am leaving for Paris, or they're playing really well.
Exactly. Now, spelling changes for ing. There are a few rules, but two key patterns to watch out for.
Okay.
If a short verb ends in a single consonant after a single vowel, like run or sit, you often double that last consonant.
So R-U-N becomes R-U-N-N-I-N-G, running.
Correct. And sit becomes sitting, S-I-T-T-I-N-G.
Got it. Double consonant.
And if a verb ends with a silent E, like come or leave, you usually drop the E before adding E.
So C-O-M-E becomes C-O-M-I-N-G. Coming, no E.
Perfect. Drop the E. The other rules you'll pick up as you practice and read more. Don't worry too much now.
Okay. Here are some exercises from Unit 11. We'll fill in the blanks using am, is, or are, with the ing form. Ready?
Ready.
Peter walking the dog at the moment. Peter is one person, so.
Peter is walking.
Is walking. Good. Ron learning how to juggle. Ron is one person.
Ron is learning.
Is learning. Wally and I going to night school. Wally and I, that's two people.
We are going.
Are going. Lots of things happening. Lots of things plural.
Lots of things are happening.
Are happening. Mom cooking. Mom is one person.
Mom is cooking.
Is cooking. Sammy, the family's dog, watching. Sammy, one dog.
Sammy is watching.
Is watching. Dad putting some new cupboards together. Dad, one person.
Dad is putting. Remember, put, P-U-T, becomes pudding. P-U-T-T-I-N-G, double T.
Ah, good point. Double T. Ellie looking at the moon. Ellie, one person.
Ellie is looking.
Is looking. Phil learning how to sail. Phil, one person.
Phil is learning.
Is learning. Ben and I dancing to music. Ben and I, two people.
We are dancing. Remember, dance ends in E. So D-A-N-C-I-N-G, no E.
Drop the E. Right. We're trying to trace our family history.
We're trying.
Are trying. Grandma reading. Grandma, one person.
Rem is reading.
Is reading. Colin and his friend Sam listening to music. Colin and Sam, two people.
They are listening.
Are listening. Brilliant. You're doing very well with these affirmative sentences.
Now, let's look at the negative and interrogative forms.
Yeah.
Making negatives and questions.
Oh, negative first. How do we make it negative?
You simply add not between the auxiliary verb am is are and the ing form.
Yeah, just put not in the middle.
Yes. For example, I am not going out, or the short form. She isn't studying chemistry. Is not. Aren't is are not.
Right. Isn't aren't and I am not becomes I'm not.
Correct. Now, interrogative, making questions. The auxiliary verb am is are comes before the subject. The order changes.
Okay, so instead of you are calling Jack, it's...
Are you calling Jack?
Are you calling... Right. And negative questions like aren't the children sleeping?
Exactly. Aren't or isn't before the subject. Now, short answers.
Yes, no answers.
Yes. You use yes or no, then the subject pronoun like I, you, he, she, it, we, they. And then the auxiliary verb am is are or am not. Isn't, aren't.
So are you joking? The answer is yes, I am, or...
No, I'm not. Remember, am is never shortened in affirmative short answers like yes, I am, but am not becomes I'm not in the negative.
Okay. And WH questions. Questions starting with what, where, why, when.
The WH word comes first, then the auxiliary am is are, then the subject, and then the ing verb.
So what are you doing? What, then are, then you, then doing.
Perfect order.
Okay. Let's go do some exercises from Unit 12. We'll highlight some common areas where mistakes sometimes pop up and how to correct them.
Good idea.
First one, I painting any more pictures needs to be negative.
I am not painting. Sometimes people forget the am or the not. You need both.
Yeah.
Not painting.
Right. Shane writing his blog. Negative. Shane is
not writing or isn't writing.
He isn't writing. Okay. Question and short answer. Are you learning how to rollerblade? Answer. No.
No, I'm not. Remember the correct short answer form, subject pronoun plus auxiliary, no, I'm not.
Good. Next question. Are your brothers playing ice hockey? Answer. Yes. Brothers, are they?
Yes, they are.
They are. Now, a question to make.
Yeah.
Your mom learning is how to drive. Put the words in order.
Question order. Auxiliary first. Is your mom learning how to drive?
Is your mom learning? Correct. Another question. Where are you going?
You are. WH word first. Where are you going?
Where are you going? And a negative question, why watching? They aren't the match.
WH word, then negative auxiliary. Why aren't they watching the match?
Why aren't they watching? Excellent. You are showing great improvement in forming questions and negatives.
Really good. Finally, let's look at the usage, Unit 13. This helps us understand when to use the present continuous. There are a few key situations.
Okay. When do we use it?
Situation A, for actions in progress at a given moment.
Right now.
Yes. Used with words like now, at the moment, or when something is happening as you speak, like, look, it's raining hard.
Okay. Or my father's working in the garden at the moment.
Exactly. Situation B for temporary actions. Actions happening for a limited time, not forever.
Like, I'm learning French. I'm doing it now, but maybe not permanently.
Precisely. Situation C for insistent actions, often showing annoyance, usually with the word always.
Yeah, like when you complain, you're always talking.
Yes.
Yeah.
It shows the speaker is irritated by the repeated action. Situation D for temporary situations.
Similar to temporary actions.
Yes, but maybe about a state rather than just an action. Like, this week, I'm working in the morning. Just this week.
Or I'm teaching in a private school this year. Just this year.
Exactly. And finally, Situation E for future plans or arrangements, things you have already decided and planned to do in the future.
Oh, so present continuous can be for the future, too.
Yes, for planned events. Yeah. Like, what are you doing next summer? I'm going to the mountains. It's already arranged.
That's very useful. Let's review a few exercises from Unit 13, where some of these usage rules come into play. We'll correct any errors and explain why.
Okay.
First sentence, using meet for a future plan. We Simon at the concert at 7.
Future arrangement, so we use present continuous. We are meeting Simon, or meet.
Our meeting, right. Next, using always spend to show annoyance. Angela, her money on stupid things.
Annoyance with always, so. Angela is always spending. Or is always spending. The always often comes between is and spending.
Is always spending. Okay. And a question about learning Chinese food.
Okay.
How to cook Chinese food.
Use you learn.
Question form. Are you learning how to cook Chinese food? Auxiliary are, then subject you, then learning. Are you learning? Perfect. You are doing a fantastic job distinguishing these uses. It takes practice.
It does, but you're getting there.
Yeah.
Past continuous, unit 21. Now, let's move to the past continuous. This tense is for actions that were happening at a specific time in the past.
Ah, so not now, but in the past, like looking through a window into the past.
Exactly. Like a scene from the past. The form uses the past simple of to be. That's was for singular subjects, I, he, she, it.
Was.
And were for plural subjects, we, you, they.
Were.
Plus the ing form of the main verb, just like present continuous.
Okay, so was or were plus ing, affirmative. I was listening to music.
Correct. Negative. You add not after was or were. They weren't going to the stadium. Weren't is, were not, wasn't, is, was not.
Weren't, wasn't. Got it. Interrogative questions. Was or were comes before the subject, were you leaving?
Yes. And WH questions. WH word first, then was or were, then subject, then ing verb. What were you doing?
What were you doing? Okay. Short answers.
Similar to present continuous, but with was where. Yes, I was. Or no, he wasn't.
Okay. Let's go through exercises from Unit 21. We'll fill in the blanks with was or were and the ing forms. Ready?
Let's do it.
I take in everything the trainer was saying. I is singular.
I was taking. Remember, take ends in E. So T-A-K-I-N-G.
Drop the E.
Was taking. Good. Andrew and Allison
uh-huh.
wear their cycling helmets. Andrew and Allison, plural.
They were wearing.
Or wearing.
Yeah.
Polly, not run as fast as usual, negative. Polly is she, singular.
Polly wasn't running. Remember, run, double the N. R-U-N-N-I-G. Wasn't running. Not run.
Right. Need wasn't an ing. Okay. Question and short answer. You playing snooker? Answer, yes. Use a.
Question, were you playing snooker? Yes, I was.
Were you playing? Yes, I was. Good. Question, what you do in a school football match?
What were you doing?
What were you doing? Another question and short answer. Your mom watching you? Answer, no, you she. Question, was your mom watching you? Answer, no, she wasn't.
Was your mom watching? No, she wasn't. Last one. Your team playing well yesterday? Answer, yes. Use they.
Question, were your team playing well yesterday? Answer, yes, they were.
Were your team playing? Yes, they were. Fantastic. You're doing so well with these past forms, too.
Excellent work. Apostrophe case. Finally, just a quick note on the apostrophe case, which we saw in the vocabulary exercises earlier.
Ah, yes, the little comma in the air.
That's one way to think of it. It's vital for showing possession, telling us who something is.
That's right. It's all about ownership, like the prince's crown or the princess's ball gown shows who it belongs to.
Exactly. For singular nouns, we add an apostrophe and then an S, like Anna's book, the book belonging to Anna.
Apostrophe S.
If a plural noun already ends in S, like students, we usually just add the apostrophe after the S, like students' notes, the notes belonging to the students.
Just the apostrophe after the S for plurals ending in S.
That's the most common way. This small mark helps us understand exactly who or what something belongs to.
It's very clear once you get the hang of it. A small detail, but important.
Very important. 6, reading.
Now we come to reading. This section is like unfurling a map to a new territory.
Exploring new lands.
Yes. Reading helps you understand context, learn new vocabulary in action, and see how grammar is used naturally. It strengthens your cognitive functions too, helping your brain process English more smoothly.
It definitely builds your communicative skills. You see different sentence structures and writing styles, which you can then use in your own English.
Okay. We will read Mother's Words from your notes. I will read it enthusiastically. Listen carefully to the story of Emily and her mother's wise words. Pay attention to how the story unfolds and maybe the feelings involved. Emily's mother was driving. She was a good driver. She drove slowly. She stayed away from other cars. She did this because, "I can trust myself," she said, "but I can't trust other drivers. They don't care about the people around them.
They're only concerned with their own safety."
Emily thought about her mother's words for some time after. She thought about them in her bed that night. She thought about them at the breakfast table the next morning. She thought about them in math class that afternoon. She was thinking about them when Dr. Lear, her math teacher, called on Emily to answer a question. Emily heard Dr. Lear's voice, muted and brassy like a trombone. "Emily," it said. "Emily," it echoed. And like a diver rushing to the surface, Emily freed herself from her thoughts. She reoriented herself and noticed a hush had fallen over the classroom. Everyone was silent. All was still, as if the whole scene had suddenly been transported to the center of a snow-encrusted forest. Emily found herself incapacitated. She couldn't answer. She couldn't move. She could hardly breathe. She hadn't even been listening. She had been thinking about what her mom had said. Desperate, she glanced about the room, hoping to find some kind of direction.
A shake, a nod, a breathless word, a casual show of fingers. But all the other students were looking down at their books. One of them risked a sideways peek at Emily. Nothing more. Emily's eyes drifted about the room. Her classmates stared woodenly into their textbooks as though entranced by some newfound fascination. It became clear to Emily that she was on her own. As a last resort, Emily looked up imploringly at Dr. Lear, who stood patiently at the head of the class. He made eye contact with Emily, then he dropped his eyebrows. His face held a concentrated look, like he himself were the one trying to answer the question. Emily kept waiting for Dr. Lear to say something, but he did not. The two remained frozen like this for what seemed like a very long time. In this state, even the smallest sounds could be heard. A muffled cough, some papers rustling, someone's pencil tip snapping off. Finally, the silence was broken when Dr. Lear called on Stephen. Stephen answered the question correctly, and like clockwork, the class resumed its regular commotion. The spell had been broken, and Emily could not have felt more relieved. But she also couldn't help feeling a little embarrassed. And stewing in this potent amalgamation of relief and embarrassment, she exited the moment more hers than anyone else's.
What a fantastic story. So much description. Now, just as an example, we'll create a new version of a short part of this text. Similar style, but using different verbs to show how language can be varied.
Okay, how would that sound?
Well, instead of Emily's mother was driving, maybe. Emily's mother operated the vehicle.
Operated. Sounds a bit more formal.
Yes. She was a good driver. She steered slowly instead of drove.
Steered.
She maintained distance from other cars instead of stayed away from.
Maintained distance.
She did this because, "I can trust myself," she said, "but I can't trust other drivers. They don't consider the people around them," instead of "don't care about."
Consider.
"They're only focused on their own safety," instead of "concerned with."
Focused on.
Then Emily pondered her mother's words for some time after, instead of "thought about."
Pondered. That's a lovely word.
Isn't it? She reflected on them in her bed that night, instead of thought about them.
Reflected on. See how changing just a few words operated, steered, maintained distance, consider, focused, pondered, reflected, can give the text a slightly different feel. Mm-hmm. It's like trying on different shoes. Each pair changes the overall look. Exploring synonyms expands your expressive power.
Absolutely. Commercial break 3.
Welcome back. We're nearing the end of our deep dive today.
We hope you enjoyed that reading passage and seeing how different verbs can change the flavor of a text.
Speaking of words like boat from our vocabulary, it reminds me of that lovely nursery rhyme. Row, row, row your boat. Sing slowly. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Ah, everyone knows that one.
It's simple, isn't it? Rhythmic. Shows how everyday words can be used in a very memorable way. Life is but a dream.
A lovely sentiment. Now let's move on to writing, listening, watching, and speaking. These are the active ways you use all the knowledge you are building. 7, writing. Writing. This is where you put all your knowledge into practice. It's like drawing your own map for a journey you want to take.
Creating something new.
Yes. The aim of this exercise in your notes was to help you structure your thoughts in English. It allows you to produce your own ideas, putting your unique voice on paper.
It's a wonderful way to consolidate your learning, to make it really yours. Now, for the traveling exercise you were asked to write, we want to propose a different answer idea for each of you, group T253.
Mm-hmm.
This is just to show you how you can creatively use the new vocabulary and grammar we've reviewed today in your own writing. We'll address each of you by name.
Okay. For you, Ashlyn, think about your writing on traveling. Instead of maybe focusing on just one trip, you could perhaps describe a dream journey.
Ooh, lovely.
Yes. Imagine all the transportation you would use, perhaps an airplane, maybe a boat, lots of walking. Talk about what season you would go in, what necessary items you'd pack in your suitcase. This approach allows you to use a wider range of the vocabulary we've learned, you see.
That's a great idea for Ashlyn.
Now, Anna Paula, for your traveling piece, you might consider writing about a daily routine while traveling.
Ah, like what you do each day on holiday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You could use prepositions of time, like in the morning we did this, at night we did that. Describe your plans, maybe using present continuous for future arrangements within the trip. And perhaps include a small dilemma, like needing to pay for something unexpectedly, or that moment of panic when you think you left your passport behind.
Oh, dear. That helps integrate daily life vocabulary and maybe some past tenses too. Good one for Anna Paula.
Now, Noyan, for your traveling writing, perhaps you could write a short diary entry from a winter trip.
A winter trip diary. Cozy.
Yes.
Yes.
Describe the cold weather and the activities, maybe skiing or visiting Christmas markets. Mention expressions you might hear or use.
Like ordering hot chocolate.
Exactly. Imagine a small conversation using language usage phrases from a restaurant or when shopping for souvenirs. This brings in more practical conversational English.
Very practical for Noyen.
And finally, Vanessa, for your traveling composition, you might describe a plan for a spring holiday. Spring, when the flowers come out.
Lovely. See, imagine discussing this plan with a friend. Perhaps you could use both formal and informal greetings in the dialogue. Detail the months you would go. Maybe even think about the practical things, like how you'd change races to dollars at the bank or look for an ATM nearby. This covers many different areas from your notes.
Brilliant suggestions.
Yeah.
This shows how you can truly take all the words and structures you are learning and weave them into your own unique stories, like a tailor making a custom suit perfectly fitted to your ideas.
Exactly. Be creative. Eight, listening.
Next, listening. This section is like deciphering a secret message that someone whispers to you.
Tuning your ears.
Yes, tuning your ears. It helps your ears get used to English sounds and rhythms. The object of this exercise in your notes was to unscramble sentences, put the words in the right order, and then confirm them by listening to the audio.
This exercise beautifully combines your understanding of sentence structure with your ability to comprehend spoken English. You have to know how sentences work and recognize the words when you hear them.
Okay, let's look at the sentences you had to unscramble.
First one, what time does it start?
That unscrambles too. What time does it start?
Correct. Next, leave where from?
Where does it leave from?
Good. When the tour finish, it does.
When does the tour finish?
Excellent. Much cost. How
How
does?
much does it cost?
Very common question. Do credit cards?
Do you take credit cards?
Yes, I do pay.
Where do I pay?
And the last one. My scrambles can confirm reservation.
You. Can you confirm my reservation?
Perfect. Our overall impressions of your listening skills, group T253, are excellent.
Really excellent.
It shows you are truly connecting the sounds you hear to the words you know and forming complete meaningful questions. Very well done indeed.
Keep practicing listening every day. Nine. Watching.
Now, watching. This section highlights why studying with original material is so important. Things made for native speakers.
Like films or TV shows or YouTube videos.
Exactly. When you watch authentic English videos or films, you are truly immersing yourself in the language as it's really used. This significantly boosts your cognitive functions. It trains your brain to process English naturally, not just as a set of rules in a book.
And it massively develops your communicative skills, doesn't it?
Oh, hugely. You pick up on natural speech patterns, the rhythm, the intonation, the music of the language.
And even body language sometimes, those unspoken cues.
True. It's like stepping into a real English conversation without even leaving your home. So powerful for learning. 10. Speaking.
Finally, speaking. This is where you bring all your learning to life, where the language truly becomes yours.
The ultimate goal for many.
It is. We want to remind you of the importance of practicing not only pronunciation, making the sounds correctly, but also the pace of speaking, how fast or slow you talk.
Yes, speaking at a natural pace, not too fast, not too slow, helps you sound fluent and confident.
Finding that comfortable rhythm.
Exactly. Our teachers, spend time identifying common mistakes students make.
Yes.
They prepare specific texts and exercises that give you opportunities to apply what you've learned in real-life examples. This really helps you evolve in every class, step by step.
Okay, let's talk about your performance, group T253. We looked closely at your phonetic deviation ratio.
Now that sounds quite technical, doesn't it?
It does, but it simply measures how closely your pronunciation aligns with standard English sounds.
And the great news is, it is 0%. Zero.
Wow, that's fantastic.
It really is. This means your pronunciation is incredibly accurate based on the samples we have. This is excellent news.
It truly shows how much you are focusing and listening carefully. Please keep up this amazing work.
You are doing a fantastic job distinguishing new sounds from past ones. This class, with its focus on greetings, time, and daily routines, was very important.
Foundational topics.
Absolutely. Building blocks for everyday conversation. It has helped you move forward wonderfully within the CEFRL framework, the Common European Framework of Reference for Languages.
Yes. You are building strong foundations for the A2 level. You are progressing beautifully. We're very proud of you.
Very proud indeed. Bibliographic references and upcoming linguistic scope.
For those who wish to read more and deepen their understanding, perhaps review the grammar points again. Our bibliographic references are listed in your notes.
Yes, they are. Academia BSB Grammar CFRL Level A2-T243-200507-14 Unit 11, presentcontinuous.pdf. Academia BSB Grammar CFRL Level A2-T243-200507-14 Unit 12, presentcontinuous.pdf. Academia BSB Grammar CFRL Level A2-T243-200507-14 Unit 21, pastcontinuous.pdf.
Those PDFs are excellent resources for you to review and consolidate what we've discussed today. Use them.
Please do. And looking ahead for your upcoming linguistic scope, you can expect to explore new and exciting topics, building on the solid foundation you're creating.
What sort of things might be coming up?
Well, we will continue to build on these grammar and vocabulary foundations. Perhaps we will dive into more complex time expressions or delve into describing past events in even greater detail. Maybe using the past simple alongside the past continuous.
Uh-huh. Combining tenses.
Yes. We are always preparing you for the next step in your English journey. Always moving forward. Outro. As we conclude this deep dive, let's reflect on a beautiful thought from the wonderful poet and activist Maya Angelou.
Oh, I love her words.
She once said, "Words mean more than what is set down on paper. It takes the human voice to infuse them with shades of deeper meaning."
Oh, that's lovely. And so true. It speaks so truly to our journey together, doesn't it?
It does.
It's not just about learning words and rules from a page. It's about how we use them.
Yeah.
The feeling we put into them. The connections we make when we speak.
Exactly. And at Academia BSB, we always say, it is not only about the language.
It is all about communication.
Precisely.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into your class notes, Group T25B3. Keep practicing, keep listening, and most importantly, keep speaking.
You are doing wonderfully. We look forward to our next deep dive with you. Keep up the fantastic effort.
Goodbye for now.